All right. Good morning. This is Carl Sanders with Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting Network, and it's good to be with you this morning. We're coming to you from Shenandoah, Texas today, so God bless you. We're looking forward to a great show. We're going to be talking about the signs of the times, signs of nature, earthquakes in diverse places, pestilences and diseases, all the things that Matthew 24 talks about. We're going to talk about the signs of society, a society that's renamed everything, a time that the Bible talks about that we're moving into men will be lovers of self, and just a lot of things happening in our society. We're going to talk about we've been talking about technology. We're going to talk about technology. We're going to talk about the signs of technology and how this technology is fitting in 100% with Scripture. And then we're going to be talking also about the signs of the church. What has really happened to the church? And the buffer that was there between the church itself and how the church has changed and how the fluff daisies have turned the church into entertainment rather than preaching the hard word that was there in the past. We're going to talk about the signs of Israel, God's prophetic time clock, and a lot of people get upset over Israel, but they need to realize that God, even though he was upset with them, they were still his prophetic time clock, and we can learn a lot from what's going on in Israel and what's going on right now. So it sounds like the music is coming on. God bless you. We'll be right back with Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-222. 3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Network. Excited to be here, and we were talking about some of those signs. We were talking about Israel. Then we talk about the signs of the New World Order, the one world government, and reducing this nation to a third world power and bringing us closer and closer to the CFR's goal, the NAFTA highways, this administration has played right into the hands of this master plan with the CFR and this type of thing. So we're going to have a great program today. We're going to have on a constitutional lawyer we're going to talk about the Bill of Rights or the lack thereof, the First Amendment and what it really intended to do. And first of all, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about some of the things. We talked about the arrogance of this government. We talked about this arrogance that goes all the way from the top right down to the guy that's issuing building permits, and he's issuing plumbing permits and this type of thing. The arrogance all the way through, the arrogance in local law enforcement and this type of thing. And so we talked about that arrogance. And tonight or today, I really want to talk a little bit about the gullibility of Christians. And it's amazing because Christians are the most gullible people around. Listen, if you go back two to three decades, not too many years back, you'll find that pastors, churches were staffed with people that were Bible-believing, blood-washed, God-fearing preachers that stood in the pulpits and preached hell hot, heaven sweet, and anything in between, anything that was entertainment was left out. And so we've got to have, Christians have got to be the most gullible people on the planet. I can't understand how they can do it. It's amazing. We put in the pulpits pastors that will tickle your ears, will give you information that makes you feel good. They aren't pastors that are going to preach hard against sin anymore, and they don't, these old pastors years back would step on your toes. And you know what that really marks this? These men were willing to do whatever it was necessary, whether it was to confront a civil leader, whether it was to confront a congressman or a state senator or whatever it was. They made these leaders be accountable, and we don't have that anymore. The days are gone of that kind of thing. Today we have the largest and most influential churches are pastored by fluff daisies like Joel Osteen, Bill Rybels, and Rick Warren, the purpose-driven life. How about a spirit-driven life? How about something that's got some foundation in it? And they preach entertainment evangelism. They make it seem user-friendly churches, and it sounds like I'm on a soapbox. Well, I am, because the government is in the condition it's in right now. This nation is in the condition it's in because of that the church has laid down and has become gullible. The largest churches share absolutely nothing in common with America's historic revival-style churches, the old revival churches. Oh, listen, how can Christians be so gullible? How can they fall for the snake oil salesman, the people that stand up there and preach a easy believism and a no-commitment gospel? To go along that line, how many Christians right now consider President Bush and his war on terror is to be bona fide and legitimate? Yet this escalating and never-ending war on terror is doing more to ruin America than anything Osama bin Laden could ever dream about. The war in Iraq is not only depleting our military readiness, it is facilitating America's entrance into fascism and even endangering our economic stability. Do you realize that this war has cost the American taxpayers $1 trillion? And that's only about half the cost that's really there when you figure in all of the what's going to happen after this war. So that's about half of what it really is. It's amazing. The people are gullible. They're saying, well, this is a God-given war and this type of thing. And the Democrats they came in and they expected after their congressional victories that they were going to slow Bush down and slow this thing, this infatuation with fascism down. It didn't happen. Congressional Democrats have caved into Bush's surrender your liberties or face terrorism hysteria time and time again. In fact, just before breaking their current recess, Democrats in Congress approved Bush's latest request to expand warrantless wiretaps and eavesdropping. Bush's war has gone hand in glove with the Council on Foreign Relations blueprint for the North American Union, including the NAFTA superhighway and an increase of imports from communist China. And this is something that we really need to think about. Here we've got a communist nation that's poisoning our food supply system, bringing in a bunch of, they got 160 things that are on a recall list right now. And they don't have the same standards in food production, and all of a sudden this thing's coming in. It's amazing. The Indianapolis, the Minneapolis bridge collapse that just happened, and they're talking about why. And could have been because of the extra truckloads, the extra trucks, the Mexican trucks that are coming across. Extra traffic on that bridge, but even old Newt Gingrich considers the Bush war on terror as phony. Consider this too: in spite of dangerous lack of inspections of all products imported from China, including food products, President Bush is determined to increase imports from the communist country. His administration is now even working on loosening the restrictions against poultry. Boy, you talk about you want to get sick? How about get some chickens raised the way they're raised in China? I lived in Hong Kong for 3 years, and I understand that. This is being done in spite of the dismal track record of China's health standards. One could even say that China's food imports may be poisoning America. And not only does this administration not care, it is in the process of assisting this thing. take into account how Red China is supplying weapons and ammunition used to kill American soldiers and Marines, or how it's obtaining much of Iraq's oil. Did you ever wonder where Iraq's oil's going? It's not going to help Iraq. Isn't it amazing? Here's a president that calls himself the war president, supports trade policies with China that actively undermine the national security interests of the United States and our armed forces. Neither do they take into account that under the administration's prevailing trade policies, America's chief export to China consists of U.S. jobs, which are disappearing at the rate of 2,250 per day. And there's a source on that, Kevin O'Brien, president of Sovereign Advisors and Editorial, appearing in the Washington Times, June 29th. Isn't that amazing? How gullible are we as Christians? You know, our founding fathers had some standards that they laid out. And here we are now with everything at our disposal, and yet we're falling into that same gullibility. I think part of this problem stems from the illogical and unscriptural interpretation of Romans chapter 13. Christians have been drilled and brainwashed into believing that government is endemically good and should be thoroughly trusted. Of course, this was not the belief of the American founding fathers, and neither was it the belief of the church fathers. In fact, our entire system of government is predicated upon a deep-rooted distrust of government. Our three branches of government stem from the suspicion that no one branch could be thoroughly trusted and must have at least two other branches to help keep it in check. Yet even that was not considered enough of a deterrent to combat the propensity of government to become tyrannical. With what the separate branches of the federal government could not do to police each other, the states and the people were to do. Well, I can hear the music coming. So I think it's time to stop for a commercial. God bless you. This is Carl Sanders with Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Welcome you back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I know that we have Ken Little on the phone. I'd like to do a couple things before I get to Ken. One is that if you'd like to call in and discuss any of this or you're unhappy with what I'm saying, you can call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. You can visit my website at www.trumpetmin.org. And there's a lot of information on the website. We talk about the signs of the times, said the seven signs. And so you're welcome to visit my website, and you can correspond with me through the website. Ken, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Carl. If it's afternoon, I'm okay. If it's morning, I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh. Well, it is morning, and I'm in Texas, and back to not too far from RBN, I guess. But I don't know whether you picked up the first part of the program or not, but I was talking about the gullibility of Christians.
Now, I heard that, and I have to say that I agree with what you said about pastors. What I wanted to say about pastors, I'm too polite to say in public over the air.
Go ahead.
Someone might say that that's unkind, but you see, I are a pastor, so I have an idea what the Lord wants us to do. And as you said, we missed the mark. And what we talked about last time, Carl, I think is still it. We need to go back to basics. There's a sickness in the land, and that sickness is gullibility, really. I would call it laziness. We don't want to think for ourselves. We like to be spoon-fed things and believe that everything is well. We're all like bubble babies living in a bubble. And I was thinking about what you said about the pastors and how that where we are in the church is such a mess. It's a mess for the same reasons we're in a mess in the government in this country, because we haven't gone back to basics. We're too lazy to think for ourselves. We don't analyze anything. I'll give you an example. If you go back to the basics, that is back to what the people thought and said at the time of the Constitution, for example. Let me read something to you real quickly. He said,
"All right,
arms could also be borne for private, non-military purposes, principally tied to self-defense. For example, an earlier colonial statute, Massachusetts, required every free man or other inhabitant to provide arms for himself and anyone else in his household. Now, listen to this. And in Virginia, a statute at the time of the Constitution said this: all men that are fitting to bear arms to bring their pieces, that is, their weapons, to church. Now, that's different, huh?
Wow, that is different, isn't it?
See, they knew better.
Yeah.
they were all there trying to defend each other. And you probably read the story out of South Africa where Islamic fanatics broke into a church and began to gun people down. There was one man there who was armed with a .38 snub nose. That's all he had. And he was able to drive them off. One man armed stood against all of those. If no one was there, they'd have slaughtered the entire church. So we haven't gone back to basics. We need to go back and see things. And you were talking about what the pastors were teaching. And let me go back to what Jesus said. This is what we need to do. We need to go back to the Constitution, read what it says, because it's written for ordinary people like you and I. It's not written for scholars. It's not written for people to wordsmith and nitpick apart. Same thing with the Bible. It was actually written to be inspired not only by the Holy Spirit, but be to explain to us. So Jesus said in John 14:26, the Holy Spirit who I'll send back shall teach you all things. All things. That's pretty close to 100%, huh, Carl?
Yeah, that's pretty close to 100%. Praise God, brother.
I wonder if that's changed. Maybe God changed his mind and we should be listening to pastors more and watching TV and reading books and stuff. What do you think?
Well, that's what's got us into the mess we're in. And,
I believe that's so.
Instead of standing on that firm foundation of the Word of God, I was doing a meeting last night and I brought up the Bible and why I use so many scriptures in my PowerPoint presentation. And I said, because you people don't carry Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
You don't carry the very thing that would check me out, that would determine whether I'm speaking the truth. And, you know, it's amazing. We've got the truth. We've got the Word, and yet we don't use it.
You know, we're blessed to have the Bibles. I have no problem with that. I don't worship my Bible. The Word of God is Jesus, which is Logos. You know, he's the person. What we really need to do is hide that Word in our heart. And there are people around the world, and you know about some of them, say in Southeast Asia, for example, who have no Bibles in their language, but they have a wonderful witness of the Word of God in their life.
Mm-hmm.
We've come so far from the basics, we can't even tell the difference anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I've run into that in the Orient, and, you know, down, and it's amazing, Ken, when you go into an underground church in China, and I was talking about China a little bit earlier, I can't understand the attitude of our nation towards a communist nation that is the biggest civil rights offender, and it's even worse in Darfur, and, you know, in the world, and yet we give them favored nation status, and we are continuing. Now we're going to bring poultry in from there, and I suppose we'll label it with Tyson's labels and call it Arkansas chicken or something. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're trying to drop any restrictions on poultry coming out of China, and having lived in Hong Kong, been active there in Hong Kong for 3 years, I look at the sanitary conditions of what came out of China, and I'm not real happy, and that hasn't changed.
Amen.
Well, it sounds like we've got the music coming again, and we'll be back with Ken and the Republic Broadcasting Network right after the commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free
at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I'd like to welcome you back to Science of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guest, Ken Luddle, and a good brother in the Lord. And Ken, you know, one of the things, we talk about gullibility, and we look at the cost of this war on terror and what we've spent in Iraq. And it's now $1 trillion, but that's not the half of it. They're talking about the hidden costs and the costs that they can't put their finger on. And have you ever seen a time when there was absolutely no accountability as far as the major companies over there is concerned? Halliburton, nobody wants to audit Halliburton. Nobody wants to take, that's Cheney's company, you know, he's vice president, and he still, you know, has his fingers in Halliburton. But, in fact, I thought it was kind of interesting that Halliburton moved all their executives to Dubai, and you know, it's where they're immune from extradition or any kind of legal action. No accountability. You know, I was in L.A. during the riots. In fact, I was preaching in L.A. during the riots, and went out on the streets with Firefighters for Christ, trying to break up some of the groups and to bring some sense to some of that. But the looting, you know, they just they'd bust the windows out of a business and they'd go in and. No reason at all. A laundromat I saw, they went in and just rolled all the clothes carts out into the street and took the clothes from a cleaners and cleaners and laundromat type thing. It's amazing that there's you know, in all of this, there's no accountability, and nobody really wants to have anything done about that. We see. You know, I saw Mueller from the FBI in front of the committee yesterday, and some of his answers, you know, the pat answers. Well, I can't answer that question, but I will take that into consideration, or I will get back to you. And yet, they're you know, isolated things they're trying to dig into, like Ashcroft's bedside you know, warrantless wiretap thing that they went through. And it seems like they're spending all their time off on rabbit trails and that when the real things are just not being taken care of. Anyway, Ken, continue on with your with what you were talking about.
Actually, where you were, Carl, you talked about, you know, why is there no accountability. Now, personally, I do want to audit Halliburton, But then, like you said, they moved to Dubai, so that's not going to happen unless I become a sheik or something. But I think one of the problems we have with accountability comes back to two points. One is that we need to go back to basics. The second one is that we're lazy or gullible. We're lazy and gullible, so we want the government to do it. Well, that's not my job to be worried about whether corporations are cheating us or not. I'll just complain to the government. And we've not only done that, we've made the federal government so large, in our mind at least, and it's been through mind-bending techniques and all that sort of stuff. But we don't want to take the accountability ourselves. As I think you said earlier, we're afraid to stand up for ourselves and hold people accountable for what they do, whether it's in the pulpit or whether it's on the street. And as you know, when God was pointing his fingers at people in the Old Testament, he pointed them at the shepherds of Israel, the people he put in there to lead them, including the priests. You know, he held them accountable because the people were doing what they were doing. So the other thing is, besides being lazy, is we don't go back to basics. We forget who people are supposed to account to. See, I think that's one of the most important things we can learn, or can remember at least, is that in most societies of the world throughout all history, authority and power have come from the top down. The government, whatever it was, a monarch or a dictator, whatever it was, dictated down, and all authority, all rights that you had, all came from the top down. Well, the people who established this country knew better. They made it so the power came from the people up. They said that God gave mankind, every individual human, certain basic rights, the right to free speech, freedom of religion, keep and bear arms, and so forth, the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure, the right to be free in your own home, and your home is a castle, all those things, they said were God-given rights. And that theory wasn't just theirs. That had been around for a long time. And what happened was they set up a constitution which basically said, we the people have all this power.
Amen.
It doesn't belong to the government. The government, I don't have to get permits. I don't have to go and lick the government's hand to get things from the government. You know, the government has to come to us, and we're going to give them just certain power and no more. And the only power they gave them is in the Constitution. If it's not there, brother, they don't have it. Now, they've been stealing it for years. Does that mean they got it now? No. They got it, but you can take it back because they stole it. And so I think that's the problem. We need to realize that the government and the big business and all those people, they need to account to we the people. It's interesting. Years ago, I studied some what's called a Black English course or something at UC Berkeley. And around the time of some of the other riots you were talking about, I saw some of those. And they quoted Huey, I think it was Huey Newton, who said, power comes from the end of a gun. You know, that was a big problem, and nobody agreed with what he said and did. And quite frankly, neither did I. But you know what? He was absolutely right. The Constitution says that the government has to protect and preserve all of our basic rights. But if they don't, the purpose of the Second Amendment is for us to defend them ourselves. And that's what Huey Newton was actually saying was, you know, when the government runs amok, it's up to the people individually to take up arms and to resist them, if need be. So that comes to Romans 13, right?
Right.
Well, Romans 13 is the same thing. They yank Romans 13 right out of the middle of something, right out of context. The very thing that they'll tell you, hopefully, from the pulpits not to do, is to yank it out of context and ignore everything else God said or did, right? Well, God teaches powerfully through parables and stories in people's real lives. So, well, let me look at Peter, for example. Well, Peter and the apostles were preaching, and the religious authorities took them inside, beat them up, and said, don't preach that way anymore. What'd they do? They stopped, right? They shook in their boots and said, well, we can't preach like that. No, they went back and told their fellows, they celebrated, they prayed and said, God, give us more boldness to preach like that. They went right back out and preached again.
Amen.
Now, does that mean that they were violating the law, that they violated Romans 13? No. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that Romans 13 is not talking about anything that's unrestricted. The government's not unrestricted. It's righteous government that God puts in place. You know, people he puts over you is different, but not this. That's not at all what Romans 13 is about.
Well, it's kind of amazing, Ken, that that we are even having this discussion when you look at how we've given up the rights. We've given up, and you mentioned earlier about the focus and industry and companies and the lobbies of these companies and this type of thing. You know, it's beyond my comprehension to realize that how large these lobbying groups are for the pharmaceutical industry, for instance, and for different other groups that go in and they don't even make a pretense to be honest. They go in and wield influence with money, girls, drugs, anything they can wield influence with, and go in and do it. And nobody's really looking at that and saying, hey, you know, there is no protection for these congressmen, for senators, and this type of thing from the lobbying groups that come in. And so, you know, where did that accountability go?
Well, that's the whole point. Again, it's supposed to be accountable to the people. We've also forgotten that these are our representatives. They are not supposed to go and vote their best interest for the highest buck. You know, if you got both hands out grabbing for money for graft and corruption, you can't get much work done, can you?
No, you can't.
Or if you got both hands hold on to your rear end to try to cover yourself, you can't get much work done either. And that's all we see of Congress and Senate these days. I think I told you earlier another time I have a friend just died, but he's a retired senator. And when he went back recently to be honored for something, he was disgusted even with what he saw.
Yeah.
He left the Senate about 1980, and it's just amazing to him what was there, how much the corruption had grown. And it's so corrupt. Now, I think one of the problems is that it was never intended for there to be professional politicians. You see, it was always meant like George Washington really wanted not to do a second term because he thought people should volunteer. There should always be new life, new blood flowing in. There shouldn't be any entrenched bureaucrats because they knew that that would lead to abuses in government. And that's exactly what's happened. We should never have career politicians. They ought to be booted out these term limits ought to be kept, and people ought to step up to the plate like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, right? That old movie?
Right.
Well, we need Mr. Smith to go to Washington so we can get some accountability. You got people
you
like...
You know,
Paul,
you take
right?
good men. I remember Steve Largent, Ron, it was a man I knew, a football player and Hall of Famer, and he decided to get into the political arena because he felt he could do some good. He went in one term and came back out, and I, you know, in talking to him, he was so disgusted with the graft and the perks and the things that were handed to him to corrupt his decisions, and I can't imagine what it must be like for a junior senator or a first-term House member to come in and face these professional lobbyists that are actually controlling what's going on. So you know, but again, the it comes right back down to the level of what is going on in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the gullibility of Christians saying this is all right. You got your you know, you got your Rick Warrens and Rybels and Joel Osteens and people who are preaching. They don't preach the Word of God. They preach a watered down entertainment message. And Chuck Baldwin writes some good articles, and I quoted earlier from some of his article. It shakes you up to look at these things and realize how did we get in the position we're in. And
I think part of it, again, comes back to the people, and the people are the ones who are sitting in the church. But see, God deals with individuals. He doesn't save churches and congregations and denominations. He saves people, individuals. And that's the way God works. He holds us each individually accountable for what he's done and what he wants us to do. And so he teaches us. Remember, the Holy Spirit's going to teach us all things. He doesn't say he's going to teach us just through pastors, just through books, just through television. He wants us to learn directly from him. He's a loving father, so it's like, you know, when you had kids, you had sons. Carl, I did too. You know, when it comes time for them to ride a bicycle, take the training wheels off, it's their dad that needs to be there holding onto the bicycle seat, running alongside, teaching them how to do it. The father
yeah.
wants to teach the son how to do things, and the son wants the father to teach him. And what we've got now is we've relegated all responsibility. We don't take responsibility for our lives. We sit in church and we soak up all this sap that people are putting out. It has nothing to do with the Word of God. Do we check it out ourselves? Are we Bereans? Do we go back to the Scriptures and say, wait a minute, Pastor, that Scripture can't be twisted that far. Look what he said over here. We don't even know the Bible anymore. We don't even, and it's given to us. It's a gift from God. and we're not even using it. And we, how dare we consult or pray before we do something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a commander-in-chief, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We don't even ask him before we go and do something stupid. I mean, you know, so it's no wonder there's no accounting. And I'll tell you, I agree with all the graft and corruption, but that would not be there if the people rose up. And I'm not talking about overthrowing the government or anything like that. I'm talking about rising up and using our power of petition, using our free speech, and using the brains that God gave us to figure out what's going on. And if we raised enough trouble, that is, if we actually started monitoring people and catching them, like what's happening somewhat on the Internet now, there'd be some changes. They'd start running and hiding, and that's what's happening. They're not pursuing anything important right now. This whole thing about the rabbit trails you talked about earlier about investigating, you know, Ashcroft and all the rest of these things that are going on, those are nothing more than smoke and mirrors to keep your eyes off of things. So, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but probably no one knows this to speak of. You know, while we're busy looking at Iraq and Afghanistan, you know what's happening in Africa? The United Nations has taken over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we don't call them here the United Nations. We just say, well, troops from Australia and troops from Denmark. And so, those are UN troops. They're taking over. The one world government's happening while we're focusing on one flashpoint and we're being lied to about it. But I'll tell you, I learned one lesson quite a few years ago now. I was also in elective office, you may recall that. And I did what your friend was doing. I tried to change things. I thought I could probably do it. But you know what? I found out that people don't want to know the truth. I actually told them the truth about what's happening, didn't get reelected. And that was not disappointing in the sense I'm glad it didn't get reelected, but what surprised me was that the people didn't want to hear the truth. Because that meant they had to do something, they had to rethink their positions, they had to realize that something was needed from them, and they had no backbone for it. They just wanted to be fed lies that would satisfy them so they could go back to sleep.
You know, Hitler said, if you tell a lie long enough and loud enough, the people will believe you.
Exactly.
And I think that's the mode of operation for a lot of our politicians, that they push the thing and whatever it is that they want to push. I can't believe. I think Ted Kennedy, he must have died about 10 years ago, they just keep propping him up and bringing him back, rolling him in on a cart.
He hasn't
done anything constructive in years.
Yeah, he didn't want to follow his brother.
Yeah.
And so he died way back then. He doesn't even know it yet. He's a walking dead. But, you know, you talk about the big lie. I mean, there's so much of it. Take, for example, the Second Amendment. We're constantly being told, and by the way, this only happened in the last couple of decades, that, well, you know, guns should be for sporting purposes. You know, you don't need assault weapons, these evil black guns, right?
Yeah.
But the Second Amendment, part of it is for individual rights. That's the big issue. But collectively, men are supposed to come together, and everybody from about age 15 or 16 to the end of their life, they're able-bodied men. They make up the militia. The National Guard is not the militia. So what you have is these people are supposed to report, like I showed you before, take their guns to church. They weren't supposed to take squirrel guns to church. They were supposed to take their military weapons to church.
Right.
Like in Switzerland, where they had a machine gun in their house, every one of them. Well, they were expected to have those. So we're not. The lie is that the Second Amendment protects, if it protects anything, the lie is it protects sporting purposes. Well, that's a lie. It always has been a lie. But people believe it now because that's all they've heard. Like I said before, these are people coming into a movie two-thirds of the way through, and they don't even know what the beginning was. So you got the same thing happening in churches today. People pick up on the purpose-driven whatever, and they forgot you're supposed to be led by the Spirit.
Yeah, you know, I wrote an article about the purpose-driven or Spirit-led, and that was a lot of requests for that article because I think that somehow we forgot about the Spirit-led side of it.
Well, you know, another couple of things that happened that you've talked about, too, is that we're arguing now about the nitpicky little things contained in these signing statements that the current occupant of the White House has, and I have a hard time giving me a title, has been adding to bills. And we argue about these little, you know what, they don't have any meaning at all. He has no power to do that. They mean absolutely nothing, but you see how we've gone down that lie? They've been doing it so much that we now believe it. Now we're looking at what he said. It doesn't matter what he said. It doesn't have any authority or any power. Same thing with executive orders. I hear the music.
Well, you know, it's amazing. Of course, executive orders started back with FDR and went through every president. But, you know, it seems like that...
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome you back to Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we've got a guest, Ken, and we're discussing the First Amendment, Second Amendment, the Constitution, the founders of the Constitution, and how we've gotten so far away from our Constitution. The statement was made one time, we ought to give our Constitution to the Iraqis. They needed one, and we're not using ours anyway. And so, Ken, how about commenting on that?
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, sad to say. And one of the reasons we're not using it is because we're not reading it. And, you know, the Bill of Rights or the First Ten Amendments are very short. You can read them in about 2 or 3 minutes. I think people ought to get a copy out and read them. Find out what it says. Again, we have to go back to basics. That's why we're not using the Constitution, because our illustrious leaders have strayed very far from the Constitution, and they've taken power that belongs to the people, and they don't want to give it up. It's like a dog that steals a bone, right? Or if you're in the woods, there's one fundamental rule in the woods. If the bear has your food, it's now the bear's. You know, hard to take it back. And that's what we're doing now. And you take a good example. We talked about executive orders and so forth, which have no basis in the Constitution whatsoever. And the fact that people got away with it before does not mean that it's now legal. The power still rests with the people. You take a look at wars and hate crimes. The war on drugs, remember that one? The war on poverty, remember that one? The war on terror. These are not wars. We have no right to commit troops to a foreign land when there's no declaration of war from Congress. There's been no declaration of war on terror. Terror is not even an enemy. It's not even a group of people you can identify. Most of terrorists work for some intelligence agency around the world. So does this really mean we're having a war on the CIA? It doesn't make any sense because no one goes back and looks and says, wait a minute, let's not argue about what's happening in the war and how many people are dying. Let's argue whether there should be a war at all. See, we don't use our Constitution. It's just lying back there, growing old and musty, and eventually they're going to say, well, we're not using it anyway. Why don't we just give it up? We'll form a whole new government, maybe make a North American Union where we can all live as neighbors and friends, right? Same thing happens with hate crimes. Hate crimes are a direct violation of the Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, which basically is your right to free speech and religion. It's a restraint of free speech, correct? It's an unreasonable restraint on free speech. We've got all kinds of justices over the years pontificating how we can dilute that down, but no matter how far you dilute it, don't go that far. The whole idea of this country is the marketplace of ideas so that people like you and I can get together and talk with people about whatever we want to talk about. And not only that, these hate crimes prohibit the exercise of religion. That's a direct violation of the First Amendment. If my religion says, you know, that I believe there's a one true God and his son Jesus Christ came and died for me on the cross, I should be able to tell people that. If they don't want to hear it, they can walk away or not hear it. That's okay. But we have a right to discuss those things, right?
Yeah, it sounds like we've got the music coming again.
Amen.
Getting ready for a, we'll be right back with Republic Broadcasting Network on the Signs of the Times.
A message for all.